Hi, good to have you back now. You know, this whole argument over whether CRT is taught in classrooms, whether it's in Michigan where I live or Virginia or anywhere in this country, the comment is always the same, right? We do not teach critical race theory in the classroom. Well, just because you change the name. Just because you change the name doesn't mean that's not what you're doing. So we talked about this because in Virginia, the new governor, Glenn Youngkin, one of his very first orders of business was to say, we will not teach critical race theory. And he signed an executive action for that very purpose. For that very purpose. So, I mean, it's unfortunate we find ourselves in these culture wars, I suppose. In these challenges because schools are, you know, government agencies with public employees. There's not supposed to be this advocacy, this back and forth is not supposed to be here. And education is a top concern of voters, as we saw in Virginia. In fact, as I have told you, the governor's race in Virginia being used now as a blueprint to contact and develop outreach to parents all over this country in blue-leaning areas. And with Joe Biden's approval numbers in the 30s, low 30s, according to some, lower for Hispanic voters than others, then the focus on education is going to be huge this year. In this midterm election year, focus on parents is going to be huge this year. And here's the thing. I started talking about government employees because of the Hatch Act. As a government employee, you're not allowed to advocate a particular position. You're not allowed to advocate a particular position. Otherwise, you're in violation of the law. And these school boards and teachers and unions, they seem to not care too much about that. So, you know, keeping an eye on all of this. Don't know if we got, we were looking for a guest there. I don't think he quite caught up to us. And so it is. Speaking of it being an election year and a midterm election year, Anthony Fauci could find himself on the wrong end of all of this because he could be investigated if the House is flipped back. If the House is flipped back to Republican control in 2022, then Jim Jordan says that Fauci and the origins of COVID-19 will all be investigated. And Jim Jordan, the congressman from Ohio, says Fauci knew COVID-19 was engineered at the onset of the pandemic. If the American people put us back in charge, we are definitely going to do this, Jordan said on Sunday Morning Futures. Would push for sweeping congressional investigations into the origins of the coronavirus if Republicans regain control of Congress, because we know now, without a doubt, that Dr. Fauci knew on January 31 and February 1 that this thing came from a lab. That's 2020. January 31st, February 1st, 2020. The top scientists in the country were saying it came from a lab. One scientist says, we got the notes now from the conference call on February 1st. One scientist says, I don't see how this can happen in nature, but it would be easy to do in a lab. Money that was funded, by the way, by you, the American taxpayer. And yet, just in a matter of days, they changed their position. Because Anthony Fauci got on the phone with them and demanded they change their position. Dr. Christian Anderson, January 31, 2020, writes this. The virus looks engineered. Virus not consistent with evolutionary theory, so he knew it came from a lab. Said Jim Jordan. And so there are ramifications for the midterm elections. And that's one of them. Meanwhile, I want to get We're going to get our guest in here in a moment. After the break, we'll bring him in on Critical Race Theory, because that is a driving issue for Americans going to the polls. It is. But I want to share with you one other thing before we get to that. It's bite number 7. Because what I'm going to share with you sounds like a stump speech for a guy who's also seen enough of Joe Biden and the Democrats and critical race theory and the divisiveness in America that we heard Tulsi Gabbard talk about earlier. Over the weekend, Donald Trump held a rally in Arizona. Sounded a lot like a campaign rally. Looked like a campaign rally. Here's part of it, bite 7. Go.
These decisions they're making, they're wrecking and devastating people's lives, firing Americans from their jobs, forcing innocent children to grow up in masks, closing their schools, destroying education, crushing their development, demolishing their futures, locking people into their homes, what they've done over the last year, wreaking havoc on our economy, going mandate crazy and running neighborhoods. If you look at what's going on, they're just running roughshod all over this country, and they're truly hurting the American people. Like, I don't think they've taken away their liberties. What they're doing is incredible. They've taken away their dignity. They've taken away their liberties. And I say enough is enough, and we are not going to take it anymore.
We're not going to take it anymore, says President Donald Trump, former President Donald Trump. Seems to me that that sounds a lot like a stump speech, doesn't it? All right, we're going to take a quick break here. And we're going to talk about that critical race theory. We'll get to that maybe at 45. Steve Moore on his way, though, Trump economic advisor. I wonder what he thought about that speech, if he pays attention to such things. We'll ask him coming up next in the Steve Gruber Show.